So today we're reading from the glorious Srimad Bhagavatam, the 8th canto, chapter 17, entitled The Lord Agrees to Become Aditi's Son. Oh my Lord, you are the all-pervading universal form, the fully independent creator, maintainer and destroyer of this universe. Although you engage your energy in matter, you are always situated in your original form and never fall from that position. For your knowledge is infallible and always suitable to any situation. You are never bewildered by illusion. O my Lord, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Please repeat after me. My Lord, you are the all-pervading universal form, the fully independent creator, maintainer, and destroyer of this universe. Although you engage your energy in matter, you are always situated in your original form and never fall from that position. For your knowledge is infallible and always suitable to any situation. You are never bewildered by illusion. O my Lord, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport by the Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila 2.1.17, it is said, Siddhanta Baliya Chite Nekara Alasa Iha Haite Krishna Laye Sudrida Manasa. Anyone trying to become fully Krishna conscious must know the Lord's glories as far as they are possible to understand. Here Aditi hints at these glories. The universe is nothing but the external potency of the Lord. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9.4. Maya tatam idham sarvam. Whatever we see in this universe is but an expansion of the potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just as the sunshine and heat all over the universe are expansions of the sun, when one surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he surpasses the influence of the illusory energy. For the Supreme Lord, being fully wise and being situated in the heart of everyone, especially in the heart of the devotee, gives one intelligence by which one is sure never to fall into illusion.
I was born into the darkest of ignorance, but my spiritual master opened my eyes with a touch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him.
So in this verse, Aditi continues in relating the actual position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She explains that he is the all-pervading universal form, the Vishwarupa. So when Krishna expanded his Vishwarupa to Arjuna, it was awe-inspiring to Arjuna. So if Krishna was to display his Vishwarupa to us, we would also be in awe. We would be dumbfounded. It would be a mind-boggling experience. Arjuna was a great warrior. When he saw the Vishwarupa, he became very confused. He became very disturbed. And he wanted Krishna to again resume his natural form. So it'd be very difficult for us to worship the Vishwarupa. My Guru Maharaj said that if we were trying to worship the Vishwarupa, it would be impossible, because just imagine trying to dress him, it would take all the cloth of all the cloth factories in the world, and we still couldn't make one dress. And said, imagine trying to make bhoga offering to the Vishwarupa. When Arjuna saw Vishwarupa, he saw in Krishna's mouths, everything was going into Krishna's mouths. All the people of the world, all the warriors were going into Krishna's mouths, and they were being crushed and devoured. Because when Arjuna asked Krishna, "Who are you? What is your mission?" he said, "Kalos mi aham, time I am, destroyer of the worlds, and I have come to engage all people." So he devours everyone. So how to make an offering for such a person? We couldn't even make one offering, what to speak of six offerings a day. So to please his devotee, Krishna comes in a more manageable form. In the Stala Purana of Pabanabha Swami in Tiruvananthapuram, it gives an interesting history. You know Pabanabha Swami? No, do you know who Pabanabha Swami is? It's in Tiruvananthapuram. So, about the time Kali Yuga started, there was one rishi, and he was doing his tapasya in the mountains. And one time this young boy came. And he would talk to the rishi and bring him different things. And the rishi asked him, he was a very charming boy, and the rishi asked him, "You please stay here."
Rishi
and you know, be my companion, do different things for me. So the boy agreed, but he made one condition. You should never chastise me. Because sometimes boys, they do things and adults have to chastise them. So the rishi said, okay, I make a vow, I'll not chastise you. So things were going well for some time. And then one day, when the rishi was doing his puja of Shalagram Shilas, the little boy came and he took one of the Shalagram Shilas and put it in his mouth. The rishi became wild. What is it? Hamuchi, you know, so asochim, to put the Shalagram Shila, anything in your mouth, and then by putting Shalagram Shila in the mouth, he went wild. So he began to chastise the boy. And immediately the boy disappeared. Because he broke his promise. And then the rishi became stunned. He began to realize that all this time it was Krishna. So he began to weep and he began to cry and he prayed, oh, for Krishna, please come back. So after some time, Krishna was merciful to Mahadev, but he appeared in a gigantic form. It was many, many miles long. He was so big that the rishi couldn't see him in one glance. He had to look all to see the whole thing. It was so big, you know. So the rishi asked, could you think you can maybe make it a little smaller? can you be a little smaller so I can, you know, have a dash on just without having hurt my neck looking back and forth? So Krishna agreed and he shrank down into a size only 18 feet long. So there's where the feet were, there's one form, where the navel was, there's one form, and where the head is one form. So where the navel is, that is now where Ananta Padmanabha Swami is. He is the Nabha. So he is, that is the where in Tiruvananthapuram they still have the other two others, but the main one is Ananta Padmanabha Swami. So the devotee of the Lord, he likes to have a unfettered darshan of the Lord. He likes to be able to have the association of the Lord without any impediments. If impediments come in the way, he becomes very depressed. So in Sanatana Goswami describes in Brihad Bhagavatamrita how Gopal Kumar was feeling this way.
Sanatana Goswami, Gopal Kumar,
Gopal Kumar, when he was in, he went in different places. When he was in Jagannath Puri, he was liking it very much, but sometimes he was not able to get the darshan of the Lord, so he became upset. So he kept going, he thought, to higher places where he could get more darshan. And finally he was even in Janaloka, above the rishis. He was in where the Prajapatis are. So there, the Prajapati, the great rishis, actually above the devas, he was with the rishis, and there every day they are doing yajna, and out of the fire comes Vishnu when he's eating the fire. He's seeing, but then after the yajna is over, he disappears. So in this way he was feeling some, when Krishna was there he felt good, but then when he disappeared he was feeling upset. He could never get satisfaction, he always wanted to see more. And always was feeling something was missing in his life. In the same way, the gopis, what to speak of Krishna, you know, Krishna missing for some time, they were cursing Lord Brahma that he made eyes that blinked, so that they were, that second when the eyes blinked, they couldn't see Krishna. They were cursing him for that. So yesterday I got an understanding of what that meant. So I was on the top of the hill. And it's not very satisfying. You only see Krishna for about 30 seconds. Not very satisfying. So I was much happier to come here and have full satisfaction of seeing Radha Govinda. And everybody's always saying Govinda, Govinda anyway, so why I can just come and see Govinda here? And there's so much Aishwarya, but here it is, he's with Radha. How can he be Govinda there when he has some other wife? Isn't it? How he can be Govinda when he has some wife up there, he's Padmavati. But Govinda is with Radha, not with Padmavati. So we can understand that there's a difference, even though it's a very, you know, glorious temple, and I'm certain, you know, I don't want to make any offense, that there are many great exalted devotees there still. And all through history, there's been many worthy devotees who have worshipped, specifically in times when it was not quite so easy to go there. But for someone who's used to the mission of Srila Prabhupada, it's not satisfaction. There's not as much satisfaction there.
ఎక్కువసేపు ఉండి ఈ యొక్క అలవాటు నేర్చుకున్నట్లయితే వాళ్ళకి అక్కడ బాగా చేస్తున్నటువంటి అంత సంతృప్తికరంగా అనిపిస్తుంది.
Many years ago I was on tour of South India.
కొన్ని సంవత్సరాల క్రితం ప్రభు దక్షిణ భారతదేశ యాత్ర చేశారు.
And I went to many places.
చాలా ప్రదేశాలు సందర్శించారు ప్రభు.
We went to Sri Rangam.
శ్రీరంగం,
Ananta Padmanabha Swami,
Anandaprabhu Swami Mandiram.
Guru, by the time I got to Guru Vayur, I became tired. By the time I got to Guru Vayur, I got tired. Because there is, to be without any offense, it's a little boring. There is no kirtan. There is no preaching. And there is no life. So I wanted to go where there was some preaching was going, where there's a that is the whole purpose of the Tirtha that we were reading in the previous verse, and as explained in, I think, the 10th chapter, that if someone just goes to Tirtha just to have a bath, you know, then there's a waste.
ఆ పుణ్య నదిలో స్నానం ఆచరించడం కోసం వెళ్ళినట్లయితే వాళ్ళని చేసేటువంటి ఈ తీర్థయాత్రలు వృధా అని చెప్పబడింది.
The verse says that one who thinks his body, which is made of tridhatu, who considers his homeland to be worshipable, who goes to a tirtha just to take a bath, such person is no better than a gokara, no better than a cow or an ass.
ఎవరైతే త్రిధాతులతో కూడినటువంటి ఈ శరీరాన్ని ఇది పూజనీయమైనటువంటిది అని భావిస్తారో, ఎవరైతే పుణ్యనదిలో పుణ్యనదులు పుణ్యశకలంలో కేవలం స్నానం చేయడం కోసమే అని భావిస్తారో, అటువంటి వాళ్ళు గాయత్రి కన్నా ఆవు కన్నా ఎక్కువ కాదు అని ఈ శ్లోకం
చెప్తున్నారు. My Guru Maharaj explains that simply to go to it, the purpose of going to a tirtha is not just to take bath.
Prabhupada vivaristhunaru, manamu ee tirthayatra chesinappudu ee pavitramainatundi tirthalo kevalam snanam cheyadam kosame velthe adi nijanga sarainatundi paddhati kadu.
Like sometimes people will go all the way from Bengal to go to Haridwar and take bath in the Ganga. But the same Ganga goes right through Bengal. So, you know, the real purpose of going to Tirtha is to hear from the sadhus. As Tirthas are called Tirthas because that is where the sadhus have purified the place and by doing their tapasya. And Krishna and he that comes himself or sends the sadhus for the upliftment of the suffering humanity.
కృష్ణుడు తన స్వయంగా వస్తాడు, ఏదైనా తనకు ప్రజలను పంపిస్తాడు. దేనికోసం అంటే ఈ మానవాళి యొక్క ఉద్ధరణ కోసం.
బట్ వి సీ నౌ దట్ ఇన్ మెనీ ఆఫ్ ది బిగ్ థియేటర్స్ ఇన్ ఇండియా విచ్ హావ్ బీన్ టేకెన్ ఓవర్ బై నాన్ సాధుస్ దట్ దేర్ ఇస్ వెరీ లిటిల్ ఆర్ నో నాలెడ్జ్ గివెన్.
కానీ ఇప్పుడు ప్రస్తుతం కనుక మనం చూసినట్లయితే భారతదేశంలో ఎన్నో పవిత్రమైనటువంటి పుణ్యక్షేత్రాలు, పుణ్యకేంద్రాలు అభక్తులు అసాధులైనటువంటి వాళ్ళు వాటిని అజమాయిషి చేస్తూ వాటిని వాళ్ళు నిర్వహిస్తున్నారు. అక్కడ ఏదో కొద్దిపాటి జ్ఞానం ఇవ్వబడుతుంది, లేదా అసలు ఏ జ్ఞానమే ఇవ్వరు.
The wealth that is given by the devotees to the deity is not used actually in the deity's service.
ఏదైతే భక్తులు భగవంతుని యొక్క విగ్రహాల యొక్క ఆరాధన కోసం, సేవ కోసం వస్తారు, విరాళాలు అవి వాళ్ళు సక్రమమైన రీతిలో విగ్రహాల కోసం ఉపయోగిస్తున్నారు.
In some temples I've been in, the money you put in the hundi goes to the state treasury. And it's not used, nothing is used for the deity at all. So this must have some reaction at some point. So Krishna's money should be used for Krishna's purpose. Prabhupada once had a discussion with the endowments minister of Andhra Pradesh, and he had exactly on this purpose, on this point. How the money of Balaji was not being used for actually for Balaji's purpose, because they didn't know what is the mission of Balaji. And they had no adequate explanation. Whereas in Radha Govinda's mandir, the whole temple is built on the basis of uplifting the people. And when I say uplifting the people, not in the mundane way, because they also think they're uplifting the people by some mundane charity work, building hospitals, schools, etc. But uplifting people means to lift them out of Maya, out of the illusion of material life, out of the illusion that they're the body, and out of the suffering which comes from them. So, this temple, I was told, is built from distribution of Bhagavad Gita, isn't it? Srimad Bhagavatam, isn't it? So, this means that this temple is built by educating people about what is the mission of Radha and Govinda. So this is the real service to Govinda. That if you can understand, it's explained that there are three types of disciples. The first type of disciple, he, without having to be told, he understands the mood of his guru. The second type, after being told what to do, he does it. And the third type, even after being told, doesn't do it. So it's very gratifying to be in the association of devotees who actually understand the mood of Srila Prabhupada's mission. Because Srila Prabhupada was very, his main emphasis was actually on book distribution. Publication of his books. And not just publication, but also distribution of his books. But not only did he want his books to be distributed, but he also wanted his followers to read them and study them and know them.
Prabhupada తనకి అనుసరించిన శిష్యులు ఎవరైతే ఉన్నారో వాళ్ళు ఆ పుస్తకాన్ని చదివి ఆ పుస్తకాన్ని అధ్యయనం చేసి వాటి గురించి తెలుసుకోవాలని కూడా కోరారు.
Because unless you do that, you will not really understand the value of these books.
మనం ఆ పని చేయనంత వరకు కూడాను గోపాల పుస్తకం విలువ మనం అర్థం చేసుకోలేము.
When we understand the potency, the power of these books, we should be even more urgent to distribute them.
ఎప్పుడైతే ఈ పుస్తకాలన్నటువంటి శక్తిని మనం అర్థం చేసుకుంటామప్పుడు ఈ పుస్తకాలు ఆగా వితరణ చేయాలనేటువంటి ఈ తాపత్రయం కూడా మనం ఇంకా ఎక్కువ వస్తుంది.
As explained in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, that the Srimad Bhagavat Purana is meant to create a revolution in the heart of the impious souls of this world.
Srimad Bhagavatam prarambhamlo em chesindi, Srimad Bhagavatam ante deni kosam uddeshinchabadinante evaraithe ee bhauti prapanchamlo paapaatulu unnaro vaalla hrudayallo vipravana srishtinchadaniki ee bhagavatam uddeshinchabadindi.
So it's not a revolution with, you know, guns and explosives and things like that, but actually a revolution in the heart. And Lord Chaitanya's mood is not a mood of violence. But his mood is more to destroy the demonic element in our own heart.
ఆయనకి భావం ఏంటంటే మన యొక్క సొంత హృదయంలో ఉన్నటువంటి రాక్షస మనస్తత్వాన్ని అంతా కూడా తొలగించడం మహాప్రభు యొక్క భావం.
సో sometimes you have to go to great austerity to go see the Lord and like at the top of the hill, but the Srimad Bhagavatam is directly Govinda himself.
మనం ఒకసారి ఎప్పుడు పరమాన్ని చేరుకోవాలంటే ఎంతో కష్టపడి ఎంతో తపస్సు తీసుకొని ఆయన దర్శనం కోసం అక్కడికి పోవాలి, కానీ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం స్వయంగా గోవిందే.
That is described as different types of avatars. There are Purusha avatars, Dasa avatars, Guna avatars, Leela avatars, Manvantaras. Krishna also appears in different forms as the Nama Rupa.
తర్వాత కృష్ణుడు వివిధ రూపాల్లో అంటే నామ రూప ఇటువంటి వాటిలో కూడా అవతరిస్తుంటారు.
హీ కమ్స్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ది టైమ్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్ ఏకాదశి. ఏకాదశి ఇస్ ఆల్సో ఇన్కార్నేషన్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ.
తర్వాత భగవంతుడి యొక్క కాల స్వరూపంలో కూడా ఏకాదశి అంటే అది కృష్ణుని అవతారము.
బట్ దెన్ దేర్ ఇస్ ద లిటరరీ ఇన్కార్నేషన్.
తర్వాత భగవంతుని యొక్క సాహిత్య అవతారం
ఇస్ ద లిటరరీ ఇన్కార్నేషన్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ.
భాగవతం అనేటువంటి కృష్ణుని యొక్క సాహిత్య అవతారం.
So if we can give the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita to people, then this will have a very powerful effect on their heart. Srila Prabhupada said if somebody just, you know, if they read the Bhagavad Gita, if they read it, if they read a verse, if they even just simply touch the book, they will get benefit. Simply by touching the Gita or the Srimad Bhagavatam, they will get an auspicious effect. So it's because this temple is full of persons who are very dedicated to the mission of the Guru Parampara, Prabhupada's mission, which is the same mission as Bhakti Siddhanta, the same mission as Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, the same mission of Bhakti the Vinod Thakur, and ultimately the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that it is no wonder that when you see Radha Govinda, you feel some special mercy.
ఏమిటనేది అర్థం చేసుకునే వాళ్ళు ఉన్నారు. ఆ ప్రభుత్వ ఉద్యమమే పచ్చిదన్ మహారాజు యొక్క ఉద్యమం కూడా, అదే భక్తుల ఠాకూర్ మహారాజ్ ఉద్యమం, గౌరకృష్ణదాస్ బాబాజీ ఉద్యమం, అదేవిధంగా చెట్టు మహాప్రభు ఉద్యమం. ఇక్కడ మనం ఈ మధ్యలో కనుక రాధాకృష్ణ చూస్తే వాళ్ళ నుంచి ప్రత్యేకమైన రూపానికి లభిస్తున్నటువంటి మనం తెలుసుకోవచ్చు.
వన్స్ ఆ ఫ్యూ ఇయర్స్ అగో వి వర్ ట్రావెలింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీరంగం టు ది ప్లేస్ వేర్ Ramanujacharya received the Ashtakshara Mantra.
కొన్ని సంవత్సరాల క్రితం ప్రభు వాడు శ్రీలంక నుంచి ఏ ప్రదేశం అయితే రామాయణ చేశారు అష్టాక్షర మంత్రాన్ని ఉపదేశంగా పొందారా ఆ ప్రదేశానికి వెళ్ళారు.
On the way there, we stopped at another temple. And because, you know, as an ISKCON devotee, we always pay obeisances to the deities. But I was with one of the chief archikas of Sri Rangam, and he and his associates, they weren't paying obeisance. So I asked them, well, why aren't you paying obeisances? He said, because there's no living God here. And then when I saw the so-called pujari, I understood why he said that.
అప్పుడు ప్రభు అక్కడ ఎవరైతే ఆ పూజారిని పిలవబడుతున్నారో అతను చూసిన తర్వాత ఎందుకు వీళ్ళు అన్నారో అర్థం చేసుకున్నాను.
The pujari was completely dirty, his teeth were all, you know, he looked like a complete mess.
ఆ పూజారి చాలా మురికిగా చాలా అశుభ్రంగా ఉన్నాడు.
He was not taking care of the deity.
అతను విగ్రహాల గురించి ఏమాత్రం పట్టించుకోవడం లేదు ఆ గుడిలో.
He was just using it as a source of income.
అతను ఆ గుడిని తనకి ఆదాయం రావడానికి ఒక ఆధారంగా మాత్రమే వాడుకుంటున్నాడు.
సో కృష్ణ వాజ్ నాట్ దేర్.
అందుకే కృష్ణ లేడు అక్కడ.
హి హాడ్ లెఫ్ట్ లాంగ్ బ్యాక్. సో అకార్డింగ్ టు ది కృష్ణ స్టేస్ వేర్ హిస్ డివోటీస్ ఆర్. కృష్ణ స్టేస్ వేర్ హిస్ డివోటీస్ ఆర్.
కృష్ణుడు ఎక్కడ నివసిస్తాడంటే ఎక్కడైతే తన భక్తులు ఉంటారో అక్కడ నివసిస్తాడు.
జస్ట్ లైక్ దేర్ ఇస్ the first one time, the first 3 hours, there was a storm. So the first hour he got into this one, he found a place to shelter. He was laying in it. So then after a while there was the second hour sort of came to that spot, and he said, well, where there's room for one to lay, there's room for two to sit. So he came in also, he was taking shelter of the storm. And after a while, the third owl was also trying to find shelter of the storm, and he found the same place, and he said, well, where there's room for two to sit, there's room for three to stand. So they were all like, you know, scrunched up, you know. But after a while, it was that they felt that there was somebody else in there. A fourth person had entered. And it was Narayan. He says, well, I don't like to be, if my devotees are there, that's where I like to be, even if it's a little tight squeeze. So Krishna came where his devotees are.
ఇంట్లో కష్టపడిన తర్వాత మీ కాలంలో వచ్చాను అన్నారు. ఒక వ్యక్తిగా ఈ విధంగా పొరపడకి నిలుస్తున్నప్పుడు ఇద్దరు వ్యక్తులు కూర్చోడానికి సరిపోతుంది అని చెప్పి ఆయన లోపలికి వచ్చాను. అప్పుడు ఇద్దరు వాళ్ళు కూడా కూర్చున్నాను. ఇంకో కష్టపడిన తర్వాత మూడో వచ్చి ఇద్దరు కూర్చోడానికి ఈ చోటు సరిపోయినప్పుడు ముగ్గురు నుంచోడానికి సరిపోతుంది కాబట్టి నేను కూడా వస్తానని మన లోపలికి వచ్చి ముగ్గురు నుంచున్నాను. చాలా ఇరుగ్గా ఉంది అది ఇద్దరు వాళ్ళు గమనించారు. నాలుగో వ్యక్తి ఎవరో ఒక ఆయన లోపల ఉన్నాడు. ఎంత ఇరుగ్గా ఉన్నా కూడా ఆ నాలుగో వ్యక్తి వాళ్ళ మధ్యలో ఉన్నాడు. ఎవరో కాదు భగవంతుడు కృష్ణుడు అక్కడ ఇల్లుగా ఉన్నప్పటికీ కూడా భగవంతుడు తన భక్తుల్లో ఉండడానికి ఇష్టపడతాడని నిరూపించడానికి ఇదే ఉదాహరణ.
సో బై ది ప్యూరిటీ ఆఫ్ ది డివోషన్ ఆఫ్ ది డివోటీస్ బై ది సిన్సియారిటీ బై బై ట్రైంగ్ టు అవాయిడ్ ఆఫెన్స్ బై ట్రైంగ్ టు సర్వ్ ప్రాపర్లీ then the deities become pleased. The deity of Krishna wants to stay, he becomes pleased and he becomes happy.
భక్తుని యొక్క భక్తిలో ఉన్నటువంటి పవిత్రతను బట్టి అతని యొక్క నిజాయితీని బట్టి ఎటువంటి అపరాధాలు చేయకూడదు అనేటువంటి భావనను బట్టి ఎప్పుడు కూడా భగవంతుకి సేవ చేయాలని భావనను బట్టి భగవంతుడు చాలా సంతృప్తి చెందుతాడు. అది ఎప్పుడు కూడా భక్తుని దగ్గర ఉండాలని కోరుకుంటాడు.
అండ్ దెన్ నేచురలీ ఇట్ విల్ బికమ్ ఎ వెరీ అట్రాక్టివ్ ప్లేస్.
అప్పుడు ఈ భక్తుని కలిగిన సహజంగా ఎంతో ఆకర్షణీయమైన ఉదయం అవుతుంది.
Because anybody who comes, they will see, oh, actually Krishna is actually here.
ఎవరు నాకు వచ్చినప్పుడు అప్పుడు అనుకుంటారు ఇది వాస్తవం కృష్ణుడు ఇక్కడ ఉన్నాడు అని చెప్పేసి ఆ యొక్క మందిరాన్ని చూసినప్పుడు భావిస్తారు.
As Krishna will be where his devotees are.
Because Krishna bhakti ekaita untado Krishna ekaita
not where someone who is trying to do business with him.
Idigani evaina aayi vyapari jarigindi avadigira Krishna undadu.
So you should continue doing the way you're doing and you'll be very successful.
Kabatti veeru konsaagisthunnaru veeru konsaagisthunnaraithe meeru vijayavantulavutaru ani prabhujuttunnaru.
That's my prediction.
Idi prabhujuttu bhavishyam.
And I'm an astrologer, so says here, although you engage your energy in matter, you are always situated in your original form and never fall from that position.
ఇది నరేష్ భగవంతుడు చెప్తున్నాడు. భగవంతుని కీర్తి స్థాయిని చెప్తుంది. నీవు నీ యొక్క శక్తిని భౌతికమైనటువంటి పదార్థంలో భౌతికమైన సృష్టిలో ప్రవేశపెట్టినప్పుడు కూడా నువ్వు మాత్రం దీనికి అతీతంగా దీవమైనటువంటి ప్రపంచంలో శాశ్వతంగా నిలిచి ఉంటావు. నీ యొక్క స్థితి ఎప్పుడు కూడా పతనం కాదు అని చెప్తుంది.
సో వెల్ from our position it says it appears that Krishna engages in matter.
మనం చూసేదానికి మనకి సైలగా మనం చూస్తే మనకు అనిపిస్తుంది కృష్ణుని భౌతికమైన కార్యక్రమంలో నిపుణులు అయ్యాడు.
But for Krishna there is no matter. For us there is material energy, but for Krishna there is no material energy. It's only material because we think it's separate from Krishna. Maya means when you see something not in relationship to Krishna.
ఏదైనా ఒక వస్తువు అది ఇది కృష్ణ సంబంధం కాదని అని చెప్పి మనం అనుకున్నట్లయితే అదే మాయ.
సో ఫర్ కృష్ణ దట్ డజంట్ హ్యాపెన్ బికాజ్ హీ సీస్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. ఇట్స్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్ ఫర్ కృష్ణ.
ఇది కృష్ణ విషయంలో సాధ్యం కాదు.
బికాజ్ కృష్ణ డజంట్. సో ఫర్ కృష్ణ శ్రీల ప్రభుత్వ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ దట్ హీ గివ్స్ ది అనాలజీ ఆఫ్ an ఎలక్ట్రికల్ ఆఫ్ an ఎలక్ట్రికల్ ఇంజనీర్.
దానికి ప్రభుత్వ గారు ఉదాహరణ ఇస్తున్నారు గణిత శాస్త్రవేత్తల గురించి.
ఫర్ ఎలక్ట్రికల్ ఇంజనీర్ హీ హాస్ ఎలక్ట్రిసిటీ.
ఉదాహరణ సారీ ఈ విద్యుత్ సరఫరా చేస్తున్న ఇంజనీర్ గురించి ప్రభుత్వ గారు వివరిస్తున్నారు. ఈ విద్యుత్ సరఫరా చేస్తున్న ఇంజనీర్ దగ్గర అతని దగ్గర విద్యుత్ ఉంటుంది.
అండ్ యూజ్ ద సేమ్ ఎలక్ట్రిసిటీ టు మేక్ ది హీటింగ్ కాయిల్ యు నో ఫర్ ది ఫర్ హీటింగ్ అప్ వాటర్ ఇన్ ఎ గీజర్. The same electricity uses to heat the water in the geyser and the same electricity uses for the air conditioner which makes the air cold. So using same electricity you can make something hot and also something cold. So for him it's just electricity. So for Krishna it's just his potency. He says in Bhagavad Gita it is my separated energy. So what does it mean to be separated energy? Separated energy is what creates matter, which separates matter from spirit, is the time factor. It is the time factor which creates the separation between spiritual and material. And Srila Prabhupada gave the example of what he meant by separated energy. He was on a morning walk, having a morning walk conversation, and the conversation was being recorded. So he said, he thought of it, playback the recording. He told one of the secretaries, "Now play back the recording of the conversation I just had." So everybody, because there was more than one tape recorder, so you could also hear. There was a recording of this whole conversation. So somebody, so the Prabhupada, everybody was sitting, standing there, hearing Prabhupada speak, because there's a tape recorder. Says, that is my separated energy. So the same way, the material world is a separated energy of Krishna.
Okay.
So, we have any questions? Comments? Nobody has any questions? Who has a question? Yes?
He wants to repeat that separate energy.
He wants me to repeat the separate energy. Okay. That the time factor is the cause of the separation of the material from the spiritual. The time is also the energy of Krishna. It's one of the Kala Shakti. So in order to create the material world, the time factor is used to separate the two. It is, you know, so the example was, Prabhupada gave the example, this is a tape recorded conversation. It is Srila Prabhupada speaking, but at the same time it's not him, because he was listening to his own conversation. And the time factor, the Kala Shakti, it is what agitates the three gunas. And the three gunas create the pradhan, and the pradhan, and the prakriti, and then the whole situation. Okay. It all comes from the Kala Shakti. So sometimes people ask, well, is there time in the spiritual world? In one sense, there is also time in the spiritual world. As Mother Yashoda will say, Krishna, it's time for breakfast. Time to take your bath. Time to go to bed. In that sense, there is time. In that sense, that there is time. But what is not there is that time is destroys. Time has also the potency of destroying, of destroying agents. Krishna's time, that is not present in the spiritual. There's no deterioration.
Preaching or sadhana, which is the best?
One time, Haridas Thakur was approached, and it was said, we have to understand the glory of Haridas Thakur. He was Advaita Chandra chose him to be the principal guest at his Shraddha ceremony. I didn't appreciate what that meant until I read Manusamhita. One of the longest chapters in the Manusamhita is how to choose the chief guest at a Shraddha ceremony. And the long list of who's not qualified. This not qualified, he's not qualified. So to become qualified for the Shraddha ceremony is an extremely high honor. So there's one section of Chaitanya Charitamrita where they're glorifying Haridas Thakur. And they are saying there are some people who they are very good at prachar. But their achar is not very good. They haven't got very good behavior. And there are some people who their achar is very good, but prachar is non-existent. They behave very nicely, but they cannot speak, they cannot do any preaching. So the first time, they may be good preachers, but their actions contradict everything they say. But the second kind is better in one sense. At least they're at least behaving nicely, but they just can't preach. So they're not hypocrites. But they said about you, Haridas Thakur, you have perfect achar and perfect prachar. So unless, you know, sadhana is necessary but not sufficient. You have to have sadhana, otherwise you can't preach. His purity is the force. So one person may be able to say so many things, but then later, if they see some discrepancy, then that becomes negative preaching. And everybody will just say that they were hypocrites. So, in one purport, Srila Prabhupada says that one cannot become a pure devotee of the Lord without following all the rules and regulations of the Shruti and Smriti. But simply by following the rules and regulations of the Shruti and Smriti, one will not become a pure devotee of the Lord. So it is necessary but not sufficient. That is a difference. It is a necessary thing to do, but it's not all that there is. Yeah, there is more things to do. It's not a sufficient situation. Anything else? Any other question? I don't want to stop the distribution party from going out and distributing books. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.